Sparing no expense, we have flown in Dan Mahoney, who has made his official announcement yesterday that he has taken out the petitions and will run for the mayor of Jackson.
Good morning. Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm here. So, how are you feeling about your decision now? Obviously, you've been to think it over for a couple of days.
Yeah, I feel about how I felt when I made the decision to run for county commissioner. I know I have a ton to learn and a ton to prepare for this journey, but I feel like it's the right thing to do. So I feel good about it, but I think I have a good nervousness about it as well. It's a foreign territory. It's a territory that is going to be completely new to me. I've been asked quite a few times if I would ever consider running for mayor. Over the last 6 years of me being in local politics, and you know, I've always said, you know, I prefer to mind my business and stay across the street. You know, I really like Mayor Derek Dobies, and was, you know, just really humbled when he gave me that phone call and asked me if I would consider running, and quite shocked that he was planning to step away himself. So it wasn't something I ever thought about doing, because I always say, well, I like our mayor. You know, I think he does a great job, and I don't have aspirations to move anywhere outside of the county commission. But I think it's the right time and the right step for the path that I'm on.
Well, it sounds like you jumped on the opportunity, really, right? I mean, he called, and
so we had a long conversation.
Yeah.
And like I said, it wasn't a new thought. It's something that I've been asked before by several people. And I told him, you know, the first thing I need to do is pray about it. I'm a praying man, and believe that I get all direction and permission to do things from God first and my wife second. So after doing a lot of praying about it, my wife and my daughters, who have high opinions, they get into that age, Greg, where they've got an opinion about everything.
Sure.
So, you know, we really sincerely sat down as a family and discussed it, you know, discussed what it would mean for the aspirations that we have as a family. We discussed it with my mother, with her father, with my father, who lives down in Georgia, and just kind of talked about the possibilities of the impact that I can have at the city level versus the impact that I have at the county level. So it wasn't an immediate decision. It was a strong decision for sure. Once we kind of talked through the logistics of, okay, what steps do we need to prepare for and take, it was kind of like, okay, it's go time. Now, once the decision is made, we made a decision probably about realistically on, you know, like mid Saturday to late Saturday after talking to him on Wednesday. We took the next couple of days to hold off on making a major announcement about it to try to get some things in place and prepare.
How did the county commission, how was that kind of laid the groundwork for you or prepared you, Daniel?
It's prepared me in a major way. I mean, I cannot even speak about how tremendously helpful I know that path will be to this next step. It's given me firsthand view of, you know, really how things work in politics. I had no, Greg, I'm supposed to be on the radio because I'm a famous rapper, not because I'm in politics. And that's literally, you know, where I thought that my path was going to be at. But like I said, you know, God has a funny way of taking you down one street and then making you take a hard left or a hard right because he wants you somewhere else. And that's kind of how this path has been. So being on the county commission has taught me a lot about policy, how policy works, how individuals work in politics as well, how to make relationships with individuals that you don't always see eye to eye with or have the same viewpoints with. And it's been a good experience. I've built a lot of great relationships, not just here locally, but statewide and nationwide through being a county commissioner and being super involved in as much as I could be involved in.
That's really a trick, isn't it? Being able to work across the aisle, so to speak.
It is. It is. And that's why I'm really happy about this move, because, you know, while I vote democratically, I believe in supporting individuals who do the right thing, which means I don't always vote for Democrats.
Right.
You know, so I'm very happy that this seat is a nonpartisan seat, and in a place where all the individuals who are elected are coming to the table for the betterment of the city of Jackson. You know, all who have a passion for seeing Jackson be a better place. And, you know, everybody's going to have a little bit different idea of how to achieve getting to a better place in Jackson, but ultimately everybody's got the same end game goal of seeing a better Jackson.
What do you see? What are your goals? What needs to be corrected? What would you like to tackle?
So I kind of put a platform together over the weekend, like I said, and I'm still kind of shaping that up right now. A few of the major things that I would like to put some focus on. And first, I'll start with I don't think that there's anything that necessarily needs to be corrected, per se. I really like some of the things that have been being done in the city of Jackson, the downtown redevelopment. I would like to see that extended into the neighborhoods. That's one very important thing to me. I would like to see our streets repaired. I think that there needs to be some intentional focus put on what proactive measures we can put in place to subside some of the violence that we see in our community. I mean, I went to three funerals last week, two of which, well, all of them were unexpected deaths, but two of which were deaths of individuals under the age of 30 by gun violence in our community. And one was a young lady and one was a young man. So it's not just the men or not just the women. And I think that's something that is high priority to me to figure out proactive ways that we can lower the amount of gun violence that happens in our community. And poverty is a huge issue to me, and diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, that's something that's very important to me. Also, looking at our community from an equity lens and looking at county, city government from an equity lens, and seeing what we can do to continue some of the work that's already been started.
Yeah, the gun issue is—it never goes away. I mean, it's always—I don't know what you can do or anybody can do about it. There's so many guns around, I guess.
You know, I've got a friend who often says that the individuals who are closest to the problem are the ones who have the answer to that problem. And I sincerely believe that. I think that, you know, in most people's mind, when they think public safety, they think, okay, more boots on the ground. We need more police. We need to have more support for them. And I'm all for that. You know, I'm pro-police. I support our sheriff's department. I support our city police in a major way. But the one thing that I know to be true, Greg, is that you can't call the police before something happens. You know, the police are reactive enforcement, meaning like after the crime's committed, it's
sure.
Their job to go bust the criminals and bring them to justice. Right. But what I would like to see us do is try to address some of the root causes to the gun violence that we see. And a lot of the root causes end up funneling back down to poverty and systematic racism and things that these individuals who feel like they have to live that lifestyle, breaking some of those chains from them and showing them that there is hope in going a different path. So while I agree that there's, you know, there's some situations in some cases that nobody will have the answer to, but I definitely think that there's some other resolutions that we can come to try to address those issues as a community.
Yeah. You mentioned the police, because you're always looking to put more boots on the ground. I don't know how feasible that is right now with the financial situation of the city.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that all forms of government right now are under extreme constraints when it comes to the budget. That's one thing that I'm familiar with dealing with at the county level. I mean, there's, you know, been a cut to the county budget every single year that I've been on the commission. So you just have to prioritize what's most important and then put money in places that are more important when you need to. So absolutely agree with that.
It's, you know, we have a city manager form of government, mm-hmm. really with a weak mayor, but I think Mayor Dobies has kind of flipped that around, because he has been very high profile in situations that he has attacked. Would you expect to be similar?
I expect to build relationships in the right places to be able to have as much influence as possible. And I also plan to kind of lead on being able to call on him to kind of pick his brain on some of the ways that he was able to accomplish so many of the things that he had. Like, one thing I really like about Mayor Dobies is, you know, when he does his State of the City address and he kind of gives a checklist of things that he wants to accomplish, and then you look back in reflection of whether he did or whether he didn't, he's been able to accomplish a ton of things that he set out to accomplish. I was very honored that he gave me the endorsement, and not only the endorsement, but, you know, said, I'll be there for you every step of the way, because that was one of the first things I said is, you know, I'm going to need help. You know, I'm going to need help. I'm going to need guidance, you know, and, that was something that he said he's willing to offer. And it's not one of those situations where I'm expecting him to give me the playbook to run with. Right. But I do expect to be able to lean on his wisdom in whatever path or capacity he decides to go on, and be able to pick that phone up and say, have you ever dealt with a situation like this? And how would you deal with it in this time?
Certainly that's enormous. It's huge to get the endorsement of the outgoing mayor.
Yeah, it is, especially when they've done a good job. Now, when they haven't done such a good job, I don't know how effective that would be. But in this situation, I think that he's done a phenomenal job. There's been some things that I didn't necessarily agree with him, but I think that's with every decision that gets made in local government. When you're paying attention, there's going to be times where you disagree with things. But ultimately, he's had an open door policy, and he's been pleasant to work with and open to new ideas.
Well, you're a busy guy with business and all your kids, and this put a lot of pressure on you.
It does. It does. But you know what they say, Greg, man, if you want something done, give it to a person that's busy. And that's kind of how I think about things. As long as I'm not neglecting my most important duty, which is being a dad to my children and a husband to my wife, then I feel like everything else will fall in place. You know, my grandfather raised me on three things that he used to say, as long as you got these three things in order, everything else will fall in place. And that's God, family, and work. You know, so I put God first. I put my family right after that. I'm a hard worker. I had a long conversation with my immediate manager about making this decision and what it would mean for my job, and kind of got his blessing to continue, which, you know, I've worked with him for four of the last 6 years of being in this position, and he knew what he was getting into by giving me the position. You know, I work in sales, I work in wireless, I've been in wireless for about 20 years now, mm-hmm. and I do business to business at this point, you know, and I kind of, he knows that, you know, I'm going to take care of business, bottom line. So I am super busy, but this is something that's of the utmost importance.
But when you walk out that door, you're in campaign mode, aren't you?
I am, man. I mean, we decided that if we're going to go for this, and when I say we, our family decided, if we're going to go for this, we have to hit the ground running, which is why I spent time over the weekend. My daughter, I gave her a really, really nice camera for her birthday. Her birthday just passed. She's 12 years old. And I said, well, sweetie, it's time to put that camera to work. She's my official photographer, and she,
you know,
shot some photos for me over the weekend. And I built the website on my own. I'm pretty tech savvy when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I said, well, I'm just going to have to grind it out. Mm-hmm. Very, very few hours of sleep over the last few days getting the website built, which people can check out at MahoneyForMayor.com. It's really simple, MahoneyForMayor.com. And we got to hit the ground running, man. I'm after 100 signatures right now. So if any of your listeners who live in the city of Jackson want to contact me to support and give me one of those 100 signatures that I'm after over the next few days, that would be phenomenal.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you, and appreciate you inviting me in to speak about this.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch.
All right. Have
Daniel
a good day.
Mahoney, running for mayor of Jackson.